This morning's responsive read was taken from Psalm number 9. So if you would like to join with us, take your Bibles and join and turn with me to Psalm number 9. I have entitled this particular psalm, Arise, O Lord, Help Us. As you read Psalm number 9, there are excerpts or there are portions in the psalm where David mentions his enemies. Notice in verses 3, when mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. So he's speaking to the Lord, who apparently has interceded for David on many and numerous occasions. And therefore, David takes one of those occasions, takes out a little bit of time, and composes this hymn of praise and adoration, as well as thanksgiving and acknowledging God's divine intervention on David's part. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish, notice, at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. And so that is why I see the title I have chosen, Arise, O Lord. This is a cry. Help us. Come to our aid. Notice also in verses 7, we see this little excerpt here. But the Lord shall endure forever. He had prepared his throne for judgment. Then you look at verse 16. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. And so sometimes we think of the throne of God as a place of refuge, which it is. Hebrews tells us that knowing that we have a great high priest who's passed into the heavens, this loving, compassionate, empathetic, empathizing high priest, we are to boldly come before the throne of grace and find help in time of need. Now, that's for the believer. He flees to God. He flees to the throne, like David here. But there's another aspect to the throne of God. That is where God also dispenses his judgment upon his enemies. Look at verse 15. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. So notice, our enemies may try to dig a pit for you and I to fall in. And in God's providence and in God's intervention, the same pit that our enemies have dug for you and I, they inevitably will fall in themselves. What else does it say? In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. And so here David is acknowledging that the very devices that his enemies used to overpower him, God in his intervention on behalf of David takes those same devices and turns them around for David's enemies to be entrapped or to be snared. Wow. And then we have verse 17. You seldom hear this verse preached today because of a seeker-sensitive type mentality. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And beloved, it is very evident that America has taken a real drastic turn here lately. Now, we know that our nation has been turning away from God, even within our own lifetime. Those of us who've been around the block for a few decades, and then you add a few more decades, we've seen this slow slide. But isn't it amazing that just in the past 4 years, under this particular administration, we have seen a whole lot of forgetting God. God's not even on the radar. Just look at last Sunday at the White House, versus having the traditional Easter egg hunt, which I myself don't necessarily attach to the resurrection nor to Christ. But nonetheless, that tradition that goes back for a number of years has now been replaced with the transgender Easter celebration. Again, We're simply forgetting God, as if God does not exist. Then we look at the transgender revolution. There we forget the fact that God made us male and female. Everything that God's given to us for our good and for our benefit, we've simply tossed it aside, or we have simply transgender it, or we have morphed it into something that's kind of a monstrous contraption, again, in this great attempt to forget God. And then notice, arise, O Lord, verse 19. That's where I got my title. Arise, O Lord, help us. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. And beloved, we live at a time right now that man has forgotten he's simply dust. We've made ourselves into gods. The government has replaced God by becoming a god for us, providing everything from birth to the grave. Taken away the concept of work. Work is good. Work is admirable. It's noble. There was work in the garden before sin entered into the garden. Work is not a four-letter word. Work is good. But unfortunately, because of man's rebellion, work comes with a whole lot of hardship, a whole lot of sweat, a whole lot of pain and misery and frustration, and it wears us down. Well, that was not the intention prior to the fall. And so here we find this psalmist, arise, O Lord, put them in fear, O Lord. Notice the psalmist crying and taking his complaint, not to the federal government, but he takes his complaint to a throne of grace on one hand, but a throne nonetheless that can dispense divine retribution on behalf of his people. Well, may the Lord choose to bless his word. Amen.